You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
You always spoke about him falling down and going when he was young. What did Aunt Tessa die of?
While every family's health history is varied, Dr. Ng says there are certain factors that can put you at a higher risk of developing disease. Incidences of early death or early onset or diagnosis are red flags, such as someone having a heart attack in their 30s or 40s. Another cause for concern would be someone diagnosed with more than one rare disease. Dr. Kara Singh with the Cleveland Clinic says that a person can get a good idea of whether they should be screened by talking to first or second degree relatives.
Typically, if you have first and second degree relatives, it's plenty. Enough for you to say, I think I need to go see a genetics professional.
Dr. Kara Singh with the Cleveland Clinic. With more online at westernjournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News. USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. In Illinois, Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez is defending the amount of time it took to charge a white Chicago police officer with murder in the shooting death of an African-American teen.
At the end of the day, I'd rather take my time and get it right than rush to judgment and get it wrong.
Footage went public yesterday showing Officer Jason Van Dyke shooting Laquan McDonald 16 times in October 2014. Alvarez said she decided weeks ago to charge Van Dyke but didn't have plans to make the announcement until a Cook County judge ruled the video had to be released to the public. Demonstrations sprang up throughout Chicago after the dash cam footage came out. More than 7 in 10 Americans say racism is a real problem in the U.S. In fact, the poll conducted by CNN and the Kaiser Family Foundation shows nearly half the people surveyed, 49%, say racism is a big problem. Another 33% say it's somewhat of a problem. In comparison, only 28% of people surveyed in 2011 said racism was a big problem. You're listening to USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
Terry, you just won the championship.
I gotta thank
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Without them,
the new Blazin' Rewards loyalty program
wouldn't have been possible.
Fantastic. Anything for the fans.
Just know you can
earn points for every visit.
Inspiring. So tell everyone where you're going.
I'm going to
sign up at BlazinRewards.com to earn points towards amazing rewards like wings. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Must complete free registration to participate. U.S. residents 18 plus. Point earning and reward redemption at select locations only. Terms and conditions apply.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear. The season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Fender Squire Strat with amp and accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a toka djembe drum, just $29. Or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
A major social justice voice is speaking out regarding college student protests. USA senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
A legendary professor and lawyer is asking a question many are wondering. Why are student protests only demanding buildings named after racists be renamed? Professor Alan Dershowitz spoke with USA Radio News and said that many schools have buildings that are named after anti-Semites.
There's clearly a double standard. Many of the buildings in universities are named after rabid anti-Semites, people who excluded Jews. Nobody's talking about that.
I'm Jason Wirt.
A second Russian fighter pilot whose warplane was shot down by Turkey yesterday is alive. Russia says the pilot was brought to an airbase today and that the rescue operation is over. A first pilot was wounded when he parachuted out of the plane but was later killed on the ground. St. Louis Rams wide receiver Stedman Bailey is in critical but stable condition after he was shot in the head. NFL.com is reporting Bailey was shot twice while sitting in a car with family in Miami. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
There's more unfortunate news about getting fat. A study from Georgia Regents University says obesity causes normally bustling immune cells in brains to become sedentary and start consuming the connections between neurons. That's bad because they're known for their ability to ingest infectious agents in the brain. What is promising is that it's also reversible if a person goes on a low-fat diet for at least 2 months. As the holidays approach, many families are planning a big family get-together. Now, instead of just sharing a meal, Dr. Karis Ng with the Cleveland Clinic says it's a good idea to also share information about your family's health history.
This is such an opportunity to talk about the family. What did great-grandpa die of? You always spoke about him falling down and going when he was young. What did Aunt Tessa die of?
While every family's health history is varied, Dr. Ng says there are certain factors that can put you at a higher risk of developing disease. Incidences of early death or early onset or diagnosis are red flags, such as someone having a heart attack in their 30s or 40s. Another cause for concern would be someone diagnosed with more than one rare disease. Dr. Karis Ng with the Cleveland Clinic says that a person can get a good idea of whether they should be screened by talking to first or second degree relatives.
Typically, if you have first and second degree relatives, it's plenty. Enough for you to say, I think I need to go see a genetics professional.
Dr. Karis Ng with the Cleveland Clinic. With more online at westernjournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
And good morning and welcome to Modern Design. Today's edition is all about the Thanksgiving table. We're going to give you great tips on making your Thanksgiving table and your sideboard and your entrance and everything about Thanksgiving tomorrow as beautiful as it possibly can be. And it's not too late. We'll go over some tips we had from about 2 weeks ago and we'll bring some new tips in today. We're going to have some call-in guests and we'll talk. Today is all about Thanksgiving on Modern Design.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And we are back with Modern Design. Let's take a look at the weather today. It's currently fair skies with 41 degrees at the moment. And it says the humidity is 65% and the wind speed is calm. Today is supposed to be a sunny day with a high of 50 degrees, although I felt it quite cold this morning when I left the house. Tonight's going to be clear, then patchy fog with a low of 26. Very cold tonight. Thanksgiving Day is going to be patchy fog, then mostly sunny with a high of 58, so a warmer day tomorrow. Thanksgiving night, partly cloudy, then patchy fog with a low of 41. On Friday, it's going to be actually a beautiful day. Patchy fog, then partly sunny with a high of 61 degrees, so kind of nice on Friday if you're going to put up your outside Christmas lights. It's a good day to do that. Friday night, there's a 20% chance of slight showers with a low of 43 degrees. And then for the rest of the weekend, the holiday weekend, Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 51. Saturday night, it will go down to 31 degrees, mostly cloudy. And Sunday will be partly cloudy with a high of 46. Well, I'm Rich Guderi with Modern Design. And as I said in the intro of the show, today is going to be all about Thanksgiving and your Thanksgiving decorating and things you can do. It's not too late, even though going to the supermarket right now is pretty awful. Yesterday, I had to run in for something very quickly, and it was a disaster. So the havoc is happening. On way into studio this morning, I noticed the roads were kind of dead, which was a good thing. So if you need to get something from the store, I would suggest you do it in the early part of the day before it gets harried. We need to take a commercial message and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
And we are back with Modern Design. Today is kind of a special day because we're preparing for the Thanksgiving holiday. And the one thing about Thanksgiving is, because it's very United States-centric, everybody celebrates Thanksgiving. It's a holiday that's all-inclusive, regardless of your religion or your ethnic background. We're all part of the Thanksgiving holiday, which makes it sort of a big frenzy, a big travel day, and a big deal. And when I think about holidays, I think about memories. Many of us do. And, you know, as generations pass and things change, how do we sort of, when we lose some of those people that bring that to the table, how do we continue those things? I think two ways. One is certainly by the food that you create on the Thanksgiving table, but also by the look of Thanksgiving, you know, the having the dining room be special, having grandma's dishes or somebody else's glasses or china, and remembering what Thanksgiving looked like in the pictures and so on. Well, I'm not a food guy, so that's not the guy to talk to for that, but I am the guy that makes the place look like Thanksgiving. And that's what we're going to talk about today, you know, what you can do to make your table absolutely beautiful, your sideboard, your front door, having the place just look wonderful and festive. And I'm going to give you some great tips today. Our phone lines are open. If anybody wants to share their Thanksgiving holiday and some of the things that they did, or if they've decorated this year, or what they tried, or if they're getting their table ready this afternoon for tomorrow, please give us a call here in studio. The phone lines, again, are open. It's 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Okay, I'm going to start with some suggestions for outside. As you've noticed, it's been unseasonably warm for the past couple of weeks, and then we just hit this pocket that's very cold the past couple of days, including this morning. I have a heavy sweater on today, so they say it may be getting warmer, but I'm not feeling it. What you may have noticed is that outside your property, pretty much everything has, you know, the frost has come, so everything is kind of gone. And you say to yourself, well, my guests are coming tomorrow at 2 or 4, and when they come up the driveway, I want the outside of the house to look festive. But, you know, it's not really feasible now to have plants outside, and my mums are all dried out and dead. Well, a couple of tricks that I've learned, and one of them is about mums themselves. Mums sort of run their course. I'm always the first one out there to get those aster mums, those first mums for Labor Day weekend to go in my pots when I take my summer stuff out. And it's kind of nice, but they only last about a month. And then you're like, okay, I've gotten through September. In October, I usually replace my mums with some more of a seasonal color. I'll usually go from the purple, which is the, or yellow, which is the one I do around Labor Day, to something more like a bronze or burgundy as we go further into the season with October. And you have that nice autumnal look for Halloween and so on. But again, they've run their course now. We're at the end of November, and there's nothing sort of beautiful and outside that's really glowing and popping at this time. Even if you have ornamental kale or cabbages, sometimes they've kind of lost their luster right now. One of the things that I've discovered is called indoor mums. And if you go into any of the garden centers right now, florist shops, there's a different type of mum that's bred in a greenhouse, and it's done in effect that you can, you know, on your Thanksgiving table or your sideboard have mums, but they've been created in an environment, in an inside environment, so that they are not susceptible to anything. Lost my tongue there. Susceptible to anything. And they're a great idea to throw last minute outside in your pots. So I went yesterday looking for outdoor mums. In fact, I went to BJ's, the local BJ's. But you can go to Home Depot. They have them. You can go to any of your floral supply places. Lowe's is another great resource for them. And I purchased 4 indoor mums. Now, I have them in my sunroom right now. They're sort of a burgundy color with a beautiful yellow edge to them. And they're vibrant and beautiful. And I'm going to keep one of them inside because they're a nice size. But on Thanksgiving morning, I'm going to put them in my outside pots. So when people come up the driveway, you're going to see beautiful mums. And nobody has beautiful mums out right now. So that's sort of a little bit of a cheat. You can't do it ahead of time. You have to do it that day. Otherwise, they'll get, frost tonight, and they won't look good for the morning. But that's a nice cheat that you can do. Another thing you can do, and last minute, this is so good, is that all that stuff, the pumpkins, the gourds, all that stuff in the end, what's ever left goes on sale for almost nothing. And one of the things I talked about a couple of weeks ago in our show celebrating Thanksgiving and Christmas and decorating ideas was doing the stacked pumpkin idea. Let's say you just don't have time to go out and get mums, or you're too busy, you're cooking that day, and you're not going to be able to go outside and do that. One of the things that you can do today is go get yourself some pumpkins. If pumpkins are left over now, they're very cheap. Go ahead and get 3 pumpkins. Take your now empty pots that you have outside, or your urns, or whatever you have, your beautiful containers outside your front door, your side door, and so on. Get 3 pumpkins. You need a large pumpkin, and it has a relatively a wide base to it. You need a medium-sized pumpkin, and then you need a small pumpkin. But make sure the small pumpkin has terrific shape and it has a nice stem on it, because that's going to really create the look that we're trying to go for here. So you're going to take your largest pumpkin. You're going to nestle it into your base, your pot. You want dirt in your pot because you want it to be nice and flat. You're going to put your first pumpkin in there. And then you're going to create a dowel. And a dowel is just a thin piece of wood that you can buy at a store or get yourself. You're going to create a dowel that's going to go through the center of the base pumpkin. You want the dowel to be big enough to handle all 3 pumpkins. So you want something that's relatively tall. So you're going to, and if it's very tall, you can cut it before you put the top pumpkin on. So you're going to have your flower pot, your urn or whatever. You're going to put the base pumpkin down. The base pumpkin should be big enough to cover the inside of the pot so you don't see any dirt. So, and if it isn't, you can take a wreath. You can take a fall wreath, a twig wreath, or any sort of wreath, and put that down as the base, and that will cover where the dirt is, and then you can put the pumpkin on top of that, if you follow what I'm saying. But typically, you get a pumpkin that's big enough to cover the base and sits nice and flat. Then you take the piece of wood or the dowel, and you put that through the pumpkin, through the center of the pumpkin, where you've removed the stem. Then you take your second pumpkin, and you remove that stem first as well. And then you take the bottom of the pumpkin, and you'll see where the direct center of the pumpkin is, and you'll push that through the dowel. So now the larger pumpkin is sitting through the dowel with the middle pumpkin, and you get them nice and straight. Then you adjust to see where how tall the top pumpkin is going to be. You cut your dowel so it goes through, but not all the way through the top pumpkin. You make sure it has a beautiful stem on it, and then you pierce the bottom of the smallest pumpkin with a nice stem on it gingerly, and you put that on there. Now you have 3 beautiful stacked pumpkins. That's something that looks really gorgeous that day. It brings that bright orange color that you see from a distance, and it's a really good look. Now, if you want to embellish it a little bit, you can go out and get some what's called bittersweet. And bittersweet is a vine that I noticed there's tons of it today. It grows wild. You can also get it at your florist. It's a vine that has little orange and yellow berries on it, and it really looks like fall. So what you want to do then is where the pumpkins meet, where they come together, take that spot and you wrap the vine where they come together around the pumpkin. And then you do it where the smallest pumpkin meets the center pumpkin, and you wrap that around. It's a terrific, terrific look. You can do it today so it's ready for tomorrow. I love when you do them. If you have urns at your front door or nice decorative pots at your front door, people coming in that door, have them on either side. Have them be symmetrical, and they're beautiful. If you have it at your entrance or you have a gate or something, it's really nice to have stacked pumpkins. It's an absolutely beautiful look for outside. The other thing that you can get, if you can still find them, I had trouble finding them, is the ornamental kale and cabbages. You could put them out today, and they will keep for tomorrow. Even though it'll be cold tonight, they're a little bit hardy. So they're another thing that you can do at your door, nestled around your door, and it can be great. If you have any old large baskets out, it's beautiful at your entrance to have a basket filled with gourds. And if you go to Walmart, I know they still have them in some of the Walmart stores, especially the Walmart stores that have a supermarket related, like the one here in Flemington. Get some gourds, buy some gourds, get your the basket out, a nice size basket, put a nice piece of fabric down, or it doesn't have to be so beautiful. I have one that actually has a fall pattern to it, and then I just fill that with gourds, and that's a beautiful thing to have your front door. The next thing that you want to do for Thanksgiving to welcome your guests is use a candle outside. Get some sort of a container, whatever you have, a glass container. I happen to have a lantern that I put in it, and you can run to any store. Even the supermarkets have them today. Get a nice autumnal candle, get an orange candle, get an off-white vanilla candle, get a brown candle, get a candle with an autumnal color. And then about 15 to 20 minutes before your guests come, light that candle. And even if it's in the afternoon, it's a very welcoming thing to put at your front door. It's very beautiful looking, and it's reflective. And as the light passes and, it gets dark so early, as your guests leave, they're going to have that flickering light there. And it's just very, not only does it smell nice at the entrance, but it also looks very nice as well. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages. Please feel free to call in 908-237-0410. I will take calls when we're on commercial. And we'll be back more with Modern Design, our holiday edition.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And welcome back to Modern Design. This is our Thanksgiving edition, and we're talking about last-minute things you can do to make your holiday table special, to make your outside entry special, make your sideboard look beautiful, and really give the portrait of Thanksgiving. So your pictures are terrific, people notice how beautiful the table looks, how beautiful the sideboard looks, and it's very reflective of the holiday. So we talked a little bit in the first segment about outside and things that you can do, even last minute today, that are still available, inexpensive, and easy to do to make your outside entry. I want to transition now to not necessarily the table yet, but coming into your home, your foyer, and so on, things you can do to sort of be reflective of the season. And one of the things that I like to do, which is a little trick, is, and they do sell them at the big box stores, Home Depot and Lowe's in particular, get a filter for your furnace that has a scent to it. There are scent packs that they offer. They're a couple of dollars. And you can put them in your furnace now that we have our heaters running. And they're meant to go in on your furnace. You put them in the system, and they filter the air with a slight smell of cinnamon. And that's a terrific way when people come in. It's subtle. It's not overwhelming. It's carried by the air, the heat of your furnace, the warmth of your furnace. And it's a beautiful way of getting some scent in. Now, make sure, now I have a forced air furnace that's propane-based, that it's, you know, very safe for that. But you go to the Home Depot or Lowe's, and you can look for that packet. They have certainly all different scents that are available. But if you do the cinnamon one, it just gives a beautiful, subtle smell when you come into your house. And it's very nice at an entry. Another thing that you want to do is, if you have a foyer table or a little console, put something beautiful out there. Just take a pretty bowl and fill it with gourds. Little pumpkins are a nice thing to fill it with, or maybe apples if you have beautiful apples there. That's a nice sort of welcoming area where you can do that as and it just starts to give you the feel of Thanksgiving. I'm a big fan of candles, votive candles. And you know what I've noticed this year is they've really gotten very good at artificial candles, battery-operated candles that really, really look real. And what's nice about those is if you are entertaining, you always want to be conscious if you have a lit candle around. So, and with people and hands and things dropping and so on, and safety is the most important thing. But you might want to get some candles, either ones that you already have, or if you have the opportunity and chance. I saw wonderful at Pottery Barn candles, and they were very inexpensive battery-operated candles. And what you do is you put them at your entryway or in your kitchen, or even before we get to the table, you put the candles out and you put them in some sort of a glass container. A artificial candle, a battery-operated candle, once it's encased in a little bit of glass, whether it be a small shape or a colored shape, it really looks real if it's encased in glass for whatever reason. I happen to have some that are an amber color, and I'm going to put my candles. I have little white votive battery-operated candles, and I put them in that glass, an amber glass, in my kitchen, and really, it really looks festive, and you don't have to do anything to it. You don't have to worry about the flame going out. You don't have to worry about it. Flare-ups or a kid knocking it over or, you know, an adult knocking it over. Very easy to maintain, so that's another thing that you want to do. Little, you know, a pumpkin here or there, some gourds, three pumpkins together, just in any spot in your house, in your kitchen, you know. Think about small things that you can do that are reminiscent of the season and look very nice. One of the things that I did yesterday is I went to the Christmas tree shop, and they're great with seasonal stuff, and I changed my hand soaps to be a sort of, they're just like an orange color, and they had a autumnal scent to them. And that's a nice thing when a guest goes into your powder room, not that it's kitsch or over the top, but then they're washing their hands, they get that nice sort of cinnamon fall scent, and the hand soap is that an orange or an amber color. So that's another thing you can do. And I do not like candles in the bathroom because they're dangerous unless they're a battery operated candle. So if you want to put a ambient light candle, a battery operated candle, and a little bit of glass in your powder room, it sort of is a soft flicker of where the powder room is, and it's sort of a nice thing to do as well. So something, that's another thing that you can do. Okay, we're just about to come up to our news break, and we'll be back shortly with more of your last minute things you can do to make your table beautiful tomorrow for the Thanksgiving holiday. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design right after the news.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama says the U.S. and France stand united in total solidarity in the fight against terrorism.
Reporter Scott Pringle says Obama met with French President Francois Hollande at the White House yesterday.
They reviewed the progress against ISIS and agreed that their two nations must do more together to fight global terrorism. However, President Obama did not signal any change of strategy from the airstrikes the U.S. has been doing, hitting ISIS targets.
The two leaders met for the first time since terror attacks across Paris killed 130 people. Tensions are likely to remain high in Chicago today after a long night of protests over the fatal shooting of a black teenager by a white police officer. Hundreds of protesters filled the streets after a graphic video of the killing was released yesterday. Brussels is open again. The Belgian capital is starting to get back to normal, though there's still a sense of tension. Schools and most of the metro system in Brussels are open today following a lockdown that lasted for days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The secret to mastering Black Friday shopping is Kohl's. So right now at Kohl's.com, get Black Friday deals online, like 50% off toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, and 70 to 75% off fine and silver jewelry. Shop new online-only doorbusters each day through Wednesday. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The best Black Friday ever is online now at Kohl's.com. Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A high school cheerleading captain says one sentence about illegal immigration immediately got her kicked off the squad. USA's Russ Jones explains.
For a civics class, Kaylee Godino, a student at Revere High School in Massachusetts, was required to watch a presidential debate. Her teacher tweeted about the low voter turnout in the community's mayoral election just a month earlier. Godino replied in a tweet of her own, "When only 10% of Revere votes for mayor because the other 90% isn't legal." A comment Western journalism reporter Randy DeSoto says was inspired by a prominent presidential candidate.
Apparently during the course of that and perhaps through other means, she was more or less agreeing with what Donald Trump said about immigrants and the need to be more, you know, enforce our borders, enforce our laws regarding immigration here in the United States.
Godino says she intended her post to be a political comment and not a racial one. I'm Russ Jones.
You're listening.
And we are back with Modern Design. I believe I have on the line Patty Beerworth of Flowers by the River. Patty, are you there?
I am.
Oh, wonderful. Patty, I appreciate you doing. I know it's such a big day for you, but our show today on Modern Design is all about last-minute things, things you can do to make your home beautiful. As I'm not the food guy, so I can't tell you how to make your Thanksgiving more delicious, but I can tell you how to make it much more beautiful. And who can help me with that? Who can do that better than yourself? I wanted to ask you, Patty, we're transitioning, so you called in at the perfect time to the holiday table. And I was wondering, what are some of the things that you're doing this year for Thanksgiving? Maybe things that are new for the table, the sideboard, you know, things to make it look beautiful.
I can't say exactly new. It seems okay. Thanksgiving, a lot of people just go back to the rustic and picking up stuff from the yard and decorating acorns, fruits.
Yeah.
My table, I have a lot of different style birch candles.
Oh, I love that. And so birch is really beautiful.
Candles, and I have, you know, some pumpkins and dried fruits and stuff on there. But, you know, those little pears or apples that you get that are made out of organic materials, you'd see them all over the place.
Oh, yes, exactly.
They're kind of styrofoam covered with, I have a few of those thrown out there. I have a log that somebody gave me that's hollowed out, and I put my flowers in that. So the whole thing is very log, you know, pumpkin inspired. No orange pumpkins, they're all white.
Oh, it's, you know, that's something that I saw a lot this year, is that people are using white pumpkins. And I saw three little white pumpkins together on somebody's sideboard. I thought that looked so beautiful.
Right.
And if you're doing a lot of, I love if people are lucky enough to have like either amber glass or English transferware, that sort of cream and brown. When you throw in white pumpkins with that, for some reason the brown and the cream, it just really looks nice together.
Exactly. And take a white pumpkin, carve it out, and then put creamy white flowers, maybe a little brown, some magnolia leaves turned upside down so that you see the, you know, the velvet on the bottom.
That's beautiful.
And keep it kind of monochromatic with the white. And
right.
It really works.
You know, I didn't think of
your brown tones.
Yeah, no, I didn't think of the magnolia leaves, the underside for Thanksgiving. I do them on one of my mantles for Christmas, but that's a great idea. I think I might steal that from you, Patty.
Yeah. And then, you know, keep them. Spray them gold and use them at Christmas.
Do you still do cornucopias at all? I've seen that sort of not be around that anymore. I have
Not as much.
Right?
No, not as much.
Yeah, I never see them.
Some do, but I have had not one this year except for a church.
Isn't that funny?
The cornucopia is really just spilling out all over the table. It's sort of, in essence, just changed.
Right.
And laid out on the table rather than just one piece in the middle looking like it's spilling.
Right. You know, I try to do like one in my library room or on my sideboard because I kind of like the shape. I have sort of that organic cone shape, and I'll just fill it with gourds and so on. One of the things we're talking about on today's show, is it too late if you haven't, if you focused on your food here for our listeners, is it too late? Is there anything that we can still get if we call you up? First of all, tell
Absolutely.
Us where you're located again and where what your phone number is.
74 Main Street, Califon, New Jersey.
Okay.
908-832-9551. We still have plenty of fresh product, and we're getting calls in today for, you know, last-minute pickups.
Probably guys, right? Because probably more of the men, because we're always so last-minute with things.
Well, I guess there were a couple that were men.
There you go.
But we always have the cooler filled with, you know, nice, unique pieces so people can just come in and grab something.
What's a good flower for your Thanksgiving table or your sideboard? What's a flower that you love that you've worked with in the past and works, or that you're working with a lot this year that works?
I love putting the pincushion protea that comes in orange or yellow, and putting that with coxcomb and then some other bicolored flowers, even leaves, croton plants, which
wow.
is a common house plant. You can cut the leaves off. They're
right.
all different shades of burgundy and tan. And but the protea is, for me, a staple to go in my Thanksgiving pieces.
Well, that sounds really really pretty. You know, coxcomb is something that in the mid-90s, I really fell in love with it, and it was easy to find. But I noticed the past couple of years, I couldn't find it anywhere I went. But this year, it seems to be back. I've seen the coxcomb a lot this year.
Yeah.
And,
and there are different varieties of it.
Yeah, I've seen it mostly.
There's nothing like a piece of velvet.
Right. It almost looks like.
The nice thing about using that in a Thanksgiving piece is that it transitions right over to Christmas because of the tone, you know, the color tone.
The tones,
of velvet,
yeah.
You know, using the magnolia leaves, and people just pull out some of the older flowers, and they still have a centerpiece for Christmas.
Patty, let me ask you about bittersweet. I know you don't have a lot of time. About bittersweet, that's something that I'm lucky enough to have growing on my property, and sometimes some of my neighbor's properties that I clip. And I love to take that and throw that into a mantelpiece for Thanksgiving. Anybody requesting a bittersweet, or is it hard to come by?
I have it here, and I do have it on my table with my logs and my birch, just a couple strands going around. Yes, that one's a really popular one because you could keep it for years and it looks the same.
Well, let me ask you a question about that, because I've tried to save it and dry it, but what happens is it seems that the skins of the that are sort of coming off the skins where it goes from yellow to orange, almost reddish. If I dry it, it seems that they all come off. Is there a way to preserve that?
That's right. I mean, you could probably put a lacquer on it. But, you know, as it warms up, when it comes in the house or when it's coming to, you know, full bloom,
right,
that comes off. They're not actually berries. They're called arils.
Oh, wow.
And that's just the coating on it. So it's not really truly a berry.
It's not truly a berry, but it just gives you that sort of autumnal look.
Right. And I do love when the orange is still intact. So sometimes, you know, if you don't touch it too much, you can get it to still stay on a little bit. But, you know, hairspray or any kind of a, you know, fixative will keep it longer.
One of the things that I always tell our listeners here for their holiday table settings is to try to keep the arrangements low so you can keep them on the table. Any sort of practical advice for that?
12 inches max.
12 inches max. That's a perfect.
That's, yeah.
yeah.
So figure, you know, take your ruler,
mm-hmm.
look at it. you can have wispy things coming up, but for, you know, a nice conversational height is 12 inches.
Exactly, exactly. Before I let you go, any other just last-minute tips or things that people can do? We talked in the segment now about a little bit about outside in our first segment, and I was saying about if you have some pumpkins lying around, do stacked pumpkins outside your door. If you have a pot or something, you can do the three pumpkins as long as they're, you know, relatively flat. You can take the stem off and get a dowel, and you can do that at your entrance, and that's always a nice thing to do.
Yeah, it is, right, and the bittersweet,
right,
if you pull that
and then wrap the bittersweet around.
You have time in the morning, you put the turkey in, and there's a little lull, the parade's on and so forth. You can go out and find, you know, a few still bright red leaves that you can drape here and there.
It doesn't have to be super expensive. It just has to be creative, doesn't it?
Yeah. Exactly, but you know what? Everybody loves those autumn colors.
So, yeah.
You know, there's a lot still out there.
It's true.
If you get it, it doesn't last that long, some of the leaves, but if you do it Thanksgiving morning and putting it out, it's fine for the day.
It'll last for the day, absolutely. And even, you know, things like, they don't even have to be bittersweet. You can sometimes you'll be driving or in your neighborhood and you'll see beautiful berries and stuff. Just put them together and, you know, it just makes such a pretty look.
Right.
Patty, why don't you give us your... I'm sorry. Why don't you give us your number?
Shrubbery, you know, because that's shrubbery outside.
Right, right. Why don't you give us your number one more time? If people, you're going to someone's house, you want to do something, give the gift of flowers. You decided you put all your effort into your food. It's last minute. You want your sideboard or maybe your entryway. There are other places, landings, where you can put when people first come in to look like Thanksgiving. And Patty does a terrific job of doing things that are sophisticated. Give us your number one more time.
908-832-9551, 74 Main Street, Califon.
Patty, thank you.
A lot of people who come in and don't know what to, you know, they ask the hostess, what can I bring for Thanksgiving? Oh, no, I've got it all covered. And sometimes when we're cooks, we do have it all covered.
Right.
So then they say, I'll do the flowers.
Right. Perfect. I mean, that's the best hostess gift that you can bring is something like that, adding some beauty to the table.
Right.
Patty, I thank you so much. You're my
thank
flower
you.
Guru, and I really appreciate that. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, Rich.
Okay, thanks.
And to all of you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, that was a treat. That was Patty Beerworth with Flowers by the River. She's located in Califon, New Jersey, right in the main drag. And she does a really good job. You know, there are a lot of flowers out there, the flower shops out there. Some people buy flowers at the supermarket. But she's really quite talented. Her arrangements, as you could say, the protea, some of the things that she uses natural elements, but she also uses elements that you don't see every day. And her arrangements are very sophisticated. So I would suggest that you check her out, even if it's not for Thanksgiving, whether it be the holidays or if you have a wedding coming in the new year or you want to give a gift to somebody or a corporate gift at year end. Patty does a wonderful job and really can give you something. I would say defer to her. She's one of the few people I would defer to when it comes to style because she really has a great skill of putting things together. So before Patty came on, we were talking about now we were transitioning to your holiday table, and I was going to give you some general advice on things that you can do to make your holiday table last minute look wonderful. And I would say, first of all, give Patty a call. She can do a terrific job. But if you have to run to the supermarket one more time or to the stores one more time, you can use some general elements and mix them and make things that are, you know, store bought supermarket flowers. And you could do other things to them to look very nice. And one of the things that I like to do is incorporate non-floral elements in my arrangements. So that is if you have something like, let's say you run to the supermarket and you get the standard bouquet of flowers. Instead of just throwing that into one vase and putting it in the center of your table, break that apart. Take the fillers out, take the ferns out and so on, and look at the flowers that you have in there. And then separate the flowers, and instead of doing one vessel vase, get three small, remember what Patty says, no more than 12 inches, and you can even go less than that, but no more than 12 inches, and get three small vessels, glass is terrific, even if you have little, you know, little maybe creamers or pitchers, it could be whatever you have that has a nice autumnal look, get three of those in succession. Then take your flower arrangement that you bought from the supermarket, break it apart, get rid of the filler stuff, and take the good stuff, the autumnal color flowers, and then put each one of them in the vases. They could be different, but, you know, have some sort of an element that ties in. Then go out to your yard. Look what you have. What's still around? What bushes are still around? What berries are still around? You can throw natural elements in there, and they'll look really pretty. It's nice. It's creative. It's not going to cost you any money. There's tons of berries still out there. Leaves can work very well. There are a lot of things that you can do as well. And then put them on the table. And, they can stay on the table. You know, the problem is if you have an arrangement that's too big, it's going to be nice for a few minutes, and then it's, you know, on the floor or on the sideboard or so on. Another thing that you can do is work with nuts. Nuts are a terrific way to make an arrangement. I love to use walnuts sometimes, or my favorite is probably hazelnuts. Take a couple of containers and then stick a beautiful candle in there, and then it's surrounded by the hazelnuts or the walnuts or what have you, and it has an autumnal look to it. You can just use a simple white or cream color candle with that, and that's a beautiful thing to do. Acorns. I took a bunch of acorns in September, and I saved them. And one of the things I'm going to do on my sideboard is I have some candles that I purchased, and I'm going to have beautiful acorns around them. And that's another thing that you can do that's very festive and makes your table really look very nice. Okay, we're up to commercial again, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design. We have about 10 minutes left in this segment. So if you want to call, the phone lines are still open, as Patty did, 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Today is our special edition pre-Thanksgiving show. Last minute things you could do to make your table wonderful. You don't necessarily need to go whole hog. You can work with some of the things you have right in your yard and create an arrangement. Take a combination of store-bought flowers and some things that are already in your yard or in your pantry, and work with nuts, work with acorns, work with berries, work with the things you already have, and incorporate them into your table and do something that's really, really wonderful. You know, that's what I think it is about. What people appreciate the most is when something is, you think outside the box and you do something that's unusual. That's the stuff that people want to copy. There's so many things that you can do to make your home festive. It doesn't necessarily, I always say this to people, it doesn't necessarily cost a lot of money. You just have to be creative, and that's another thing that you can do. Okay, our phone lines are still open. We have about 10 minutes left. Again, it's 908-237-0410. If you want to call in and share, as Patty did with us, with things that you can do to make your Thanksgiving table, our sideboard, or your outside as beautiful as possible. And let's talk about, in general, some of the things that you can do to make your fireplace mantle. If you, those of you who are lucky enough to have a fireplace, not only is it nice to entertain with the Thanksgiving holiday with a fire and very festive, you have this terrific perch or landing. And a mantle is a terrific staging point to make Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever holiday you're celebrating at the time look festive, and you can change that out. And what I try to do for Thanksgiving for myself in my living room, when people are having hors d'oeuvres first, or they come back and they sit and have dessert or a cup of coffee or after dinner drinks, is I like to decorate the mantle. And one of the things nice about that is you really are staring at that mantle for a long time. So you want it to be festive, and you want it to be very reflective. So what I like to do is I like to clear the mantle off of everything first, and then build something, build a beautiful base, if you will. And what I do in about four different areas is I create little clusters of gourds. I'll take the different types of gourds in different colors, and I'll put them in about four places on the mantle. I have a relatively large mantle. And then I will, after I do that, I will get some foliage, artificial foliage, and I will put that in a vine, if you will, or something that's decorative, and I'll put that as a fill-in in the back of my mantelpiece. Then what I like to do is get beautiful candles, and for a mantle, you don't want to use real candles with the fire below. It's a fire hazard. So get some nice battery-operated candles, which I do, which have a nice flicker to them, and then I'll put them in some sort of a base. If you can enclose them in glass, if you can get colored glass, if you have colored glass. Sometimes we have things like colored glasses that we already have in our cupboard, or we have inherited them. They can be used as candle holders, and people don't realize that. I was in one of these vintage shops in Somerville, and they had a set of glasses that were sort of a cranberry color. Well, I bought them not to use as glasses, because I don't think it's very appetizing to drink out of a colored glass. But I bought them to put in candles, and when the Christmas holiday comes, I put a beautiful white candle in them. I put something in the base, and then they reflect, and you have that warmth, not only of the flickering light, but you also have the colored glass. So, take things that you maybe you have in your cupboards. Maybe you have some brown dishes. Maybe you have some things that you could mix them in with your table settings, with your china. Maybe you have old set of dishes that have some brown tones to them, or cranberry tones to them, or orange tones to them. Stick them in between. Maybe you put that as your top plate or a salad plate. That's a wonderful thing that you can do as well. Another thing that I like to do for my Thanksgiving table is putting out place cards. Nothing makes anybody feel more welcome than having their name of where they're going to sit. It shows that you respect them, that they're a welcome guest, and they have a place at your table, literally. So another way that you can make the autumnal table nice is to print out on your computer. You can go online and Google place cards to get some ideas, and you can just get some colored paper, which you can buy today, and you could print out some nice place cards for your guests. And you can go to anything. You can go to Walmart. You can go to Office Max, or any of these. Staples is another one that has colored paper. I saw it in the store a couple days ago. Get a little pack of colored paper, print out maybe an orange or bronze or so on, print out their names, which is a nice thing to do, and put them at each table head, and each not only the head of the table, but also around the table with everybody's name on it. That's another nice and festive thing that you can do to make your holiday table special. We talked about, in a previous show, we talked about charger plates. Do you have any charger plates? plates that sit on the base, a decorative plate, add that to your table. This is Thanksgiving. Make sure that it's special. And, you know, you don't, maybe you don't have enough for everybody. Maybe you're having 10 or 22. It's okay to mix and match. Sometimes that's kind of a nice look as well. Let's say you're having a big crew to your place. Take out your fine china and mix it a little bit. Maybe bring one or two different sets of your everyday dishes and mix them. But make sure that they have a nice flow to them. So let's say every other plate is your fine china, and then the next to them is a different dish. You could coordinate them if you do all the napkins the same. That's another thing that you can do. Go out and get some, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. Go out and get some beautiful brown napkins or some beautiful olive color napkins. And instead of putting a napkin ring on them, go get some beautiful string, get some beautiful decorative ribbon, and you can tie them all together with a brown bow. And believe it or not, that's a terrific table. I saw a table setting online that looked really beautiful, and they happened to have those dishes I like, those cream and brown dishes. And they put a charger plate down. The charger plate was brown. They had the cream and brown transferware. And then, believe it or not, which is not a color that would be used for Thanksgiving at all, they did a Tiffany box blue, a very pale, pale blue napkin on this, you know, brown and white setting. And then instead of using a napkin ring, they took a very sort of shiny looking ribbon, a brown, chocolate brown ribbon, and made a bow, and that was their arrangement around the table. It looked unbelievable. It was really, really, really exquisite. And they just used basically cream, chocolate brown, and Tiffany box blue. There were candles on the table, and they were incorporated with those hazelnuts that I talked to you about, the low with the hazelnuts. And that was it. There was no flowers on the table whatsoever. But the carrying of the brown over, and then that freshness of the Tiffany box blue, it really looked festive, and it really looked like holiday. So maybe you don't have time to get out. Maybe you have children, you can't get out of the house and so on. Look at your dishes, mix the sets up a little bit. Instead of putting flowers on the table in a normal vase, you know, or that you have a glass vase, get, you know, some old pieces of maybe some creamers out, maybe three different creamers that you have from other sets, and put the flowers in that for a change. Add some candles to the table, whether they be artificial or actual candles, and make it as festive as possible. It's all about you. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but enjoy. And we've come to an end of another hour. I wish all of my listeners out there a wonderful and safe holiday. And we will see you next Wednesday at 10 o'clock on 100 in Chamber Radio for another edition of Modern Design. Have a wonderful holiday, everybody. Don't eat too much. And we'll see you next week on Modern Design.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama says the U.S. and France stand united in total solidarity in the fight against terrorism. Reporter Scott Pringle says Obama met with French President François Hollande at the White House yesterday.
They reviewed the progress against ISIS and agreed that their two nations must do more together to fight global terrorism. However, President Obama did not signal any change of strategy from the airstrikes the U.S. has been doing, hitting ISIS targets.
The two leaders met for the first time since terror attacks across Paris killed 130 people. Tensions are likely to remain high in Chicago today after a long night of protests over the fatal shooting of a black teenager by a white police officer. Hundreds of protesters filled the streets after a graphic video of the killing was released yesterday. Brussels is open again. The Belgian capital is starting to get back to normal, though there's still a sense of tension. Schools and most of the metro system in Brussels are open today following a lockdown that lasted for days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The secret to mastering Black Friday shopping is Kohl's. So right now at Kohl's.com, get Black Friday deals online, like 50% off toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, and 70 to 75% off fine and silver jewelry. Shop new online-only doorbusters each day through Wednesday. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The best Black Friday ever is online now at Kohl's.com. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A high school cheerleading captain says one sentence about illegal immigration immediately got her kicked off the squad. USA's Russ Jones explains.
For a civics class, Kaylee Godino, a student at Revere High School in Massachusetts, was required to watch a presidential debate. Her teacher tweeted about the low voter turnout in the community's mayoral election just a month earlier. Godino